A very, very good afternoon to all our listeners. I am speaking to you from a studio in the north. I'm Lucas Kaluapa Katenda, and I'm bringing you our weekly program, My Vote is My Choice, or My Role as a Voter. And this program is sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Foundation, and this program is aimed at the citizenship to understand our role as citizens in promoting democracy and in participating in our democratic processes, namely participating in the building up of our society and maintenance of societal cohesion as a nation. And therefore, we call this program aimed at preparing ourselves for elections in Namibia. So now, while we are there, we are going to discuss more on genuine elections. Yeah. On a genuine election. What is genuine elections? We stood there. Really to understand more deeply on key words. What do they mean? Because remember what we discussed. We said in the Namibian constitution, Namibia is a people's democracy. It is a democracy. And in general terms, this means the Namibian people altogether should be the final authority in matters of governance. There is no single person who could claim to have authority over the Namibian population. We are not autocracy. We are not dictatorship. We are not something else, but we are democracy. And in people's democracies, all people cannot rule or govern at one time. We know this one. All people cannot rule and all people cannot govern at the same time. And for this reason, there must be a choice of one person or a group of persons to administer governance on behalf of the people. And that being said, it is agreed that elections are the best way to determine who shall be appointed to administer the governance affairs of such people as their representative. So, a variety of people, a variety of options in terms of people are thrown in the pot, as we say, and we say we have 1, 2, 3, 4, We have Mr. So-and-so, we have Mr. So-and-so, we have Ms. So-and-so, we have Dr. So-and-so, we have Professor So-and-so, we have Mr. So-and-so. These people, they are all qualified to be a regional councillor, to be local authority, to be presidents, to be members of parliament. So choose. Yeah? Election means choose from this group. Which group do you want, or which person do you want? This is called voting, or it is called choosing. It's a question of choosing. It's a choice. Okay? So, while in the preamble of the Constitution, it says that the rights are most effectively maintained and protected in a democratic society. That word, democratic society, where the government is responsible to freely elected representatives of the people operating under a sovereign constitution and a free and independent judiciary. So that says Namibia is a democratic society, and the government is responsible to freely elected representative of the people. They must operate under a sovereign constitution and a free and independent judiciary. So, while in the first chapter, Article 1, Subarticle 1 and 2, it is stated that the Republic of Namibia is hereby established as a secular, sovereign, let me read this again. It is hereby established, this now chapter 1, Article 1, Subarticle 1, and Subarticle 2 of the Namibian Constitution. It reads as follows, I quote, "The Republic of Namibia is hereby established as a sovereign, secular, democratic, and unitary state, founded upon the principles of democracy and the rule of law and justice for all. All power shall vest in the people of Namibia, who shall exercise their sovereignty through the democratic institutions of the state." All people, all power shall vest in the people of Namibia, who shall exercise their sovereignty through the democratic institutions of the state. In the United Nations Declaration for Human Rights, again it reads that in Article 21, Sub-Article 1 and 3, and I quote, "Everyone has the right to take part in the government of his country directly or through freely chosen representatives. The will of the people shall be the basis of the authority of the government." The will of the people shall be the basis of the authority of the government. And for this reason, the will of the people is determined through elections, through ability to choose in a way that is not fraudulent, that is not questionable. Yeah, it must be the will of the people shall be expressed in a periodic and a genuine elections. And this is where we start talking about genuinity. What makes elections genuine? Which shall be by universal and equal suffrage, and shall be held by secret vote or by equivalent free voting procedure or procedures. So we got stuck there by the word genuine elections. I didn't even go further of the document I have prepared, because we have to agree that elections must not just be periodic. Election must also be genuine. It is not just periodic. it must be genuine. Okay? And what is genuine elections? For that reason, genuine is where we are now. We are still discussing the genuinity of elections. When we say genuine elections, there is hereby a model for advancing genuine and credible election. There are people outside there, maybe international, who help us to understand the principles, okay, the principles which makes election credible and genuine. Okay? So here we say, there is the Carter Center. Carter Center is a center named after, I think, the President of the United States of America, James Carter. And then you have the International Foundation for Electoral Systems, IFES. Then you have the IDEA International. IDEA International is another organization that supports democratic. It is called International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, IDEA. International IDEA is called IDEA, if you like now. For me, I will say IDEA, but it's International IDEA. It's not an idea. It is the Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance. Then you have the National Democratic Institute. Then you have the Kofi Annan Foundation. These groups of people or organizations supporting democracy around the world, they really came up with a document which is called the Commitments or Model Commitments for Advancing Genuine and Credible Elections. Okay, so this is the document which we have been studying, because it helps us really to understand what are the things that must be absent, what are the things that must be present in order for election to be regarded genuine and credible. So the Jim Carter Foundation, as I said, it is the center in partnership with the University of Emory. Is guided by the fundamental commitment to human rights and alleviation of human suffering, and it seeks to prevent, resolve conflicts, enhance freedom and democracy, and also to improve health. This center is named after the former president of the USA, but the point here is, you have all these United Nations. This model is adopted by the United Nations, the nations of the world. to agree. And if we agree, it says that genuine elections are the keystone in any democratic arc. They are key. Genuine elections are key. They are related to other essential building blocks, and the democracy cannot be realized and maintained without them. There are other things. There are other building blocks necessary to build a democratic state. Without them, we cannot talk about democracy. So without genuine election, without election, not just elections, but without genuine elections. So they are an expression of the democratic tenets that sovereignty resides in the people, and the authority of the government is derived from the free exercise of the people's will through universal and equal suffrage, free of unreasonable restrictions. So you go back to our constitution, you go back to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and you go to the model commitments. They all appeal to the expression and idea that genuine elections are the cornerstone for democracy to flourish. They are related to other essential building blocks, and the democracy cannot be realized and maintained without them. They are an expression of the democratic tenets that sovereignty resides in the people, and that the authority of government is derived from the free exercise of their will through universal and equal suffrage, free of unreasonable restrictions. So those precepts are embedded in the Universal Declaration for Human Rights, that's the United Nations now, the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, regional treaties, and national constitutions the world over. By their very nature, genuine elections are interlaced with a variety of processes and institutions, as well as exercises of range of rights, civic responsibilities. Genuine elections are also the means to resolve peaceful competition for political office, transition of power, as well as vehicle for candidate and government accountability, and the selection of policy choices aimed at improving people's lives. While genuine elections are ultimate expression of national sovereignty, they also are affected by both transnational actors and global development, which gives them an international dimension as a means for pursuing peace, stability, and prosperity. Genuine elections also become an important subject of international cooperation. The United Nations and the regional intergovernmental bodies, as well as the UN and regional treaty body mechanisms, and informal government associations like Summit for Democracy, Open Government Partnership, also address critical issues related to integrity of elections. In addition, genuine elections are the subject of associations of election management bodies, EMBs, the network and networks of international citizens, election observers, as well as others, international interests, and the need for international cooperation have intensified. Technologies, information environment, actions by transnational anti-democratic actors and other key factors present heightened challenges to conducting genuine and credible elections. So elections present a challenge to any country holding them. They do. And with the constantly changing landscape of political competition, conditions, and technologies across the country, constant attentions to election quality is required. Adopting and maintaining as the model commitment presented here provides a strong foundation for any country building, revising or conducting genuine elections that reflect the will of the people. Thus, electoral reforms, improvements and electoral processes are ongoing endeavors in every country, because every time we need to improve, we need to identify gaps that must be filled, and therefore the reformation of electoral law is an ongoing matter. Now, with these matters in mind, several international organizations cooperated to develop the model commitments. Several international organizations cooperate to develop this, what we call model commitment, to assist the efforts of individual countries and the electoral integrity advocates to strengthen electoral integrity and to engage other countries, agencies, and international and national actors to promote electoral integrity. The commitment assumes that any country, whether acting through a ministry or through parliament or through electoral management body or other agency, by adopting commitments, either attest that it already is meeting the commitments or commit to effectively implement them in a timely manner through various electoral reform measures. So the model commitments that we have been discussing include a high-level general commitment focused on the core electoral integrity, while others are grouped into five thematic areas: the legal framework, electoral administration, electoral accountability, information integrity, and international support for norms and defense of electoral integrity. The five thematic areas include one overarching model commitment that is presented first, followed by more specific or detailed commitment. Each model commitment, overarching or detailed, is supported by references to multiple international normative sources, including international and regional treaties, political commitment, state practices, and interpretive sources as presented in the election obligation and standard handbook. While the model commitment cover many of the principal areas of electoral integrity, given the rapidly evolving electoral universe, they are suggested as starting points and are not meant to be comprehensive list of definitive statements to help ensure the public confidence in the integrity of elections, democratic governance, commitment and strengthen electoral integrity should be regularly reviewed, refined and adapted to local contexts while maintaining the expected rigor and conditions as electoral practices evolve. So all these matters, as we have mentioned, are key. And we said overarching electoral commitment are genuine elections. The legal framework must be there. Institutions must be there. Processes must be there for election guarantee that there shall be a periodic elections in an openly competitive environment that genuinely reflect the will of the people, realized through universal and equal suffrage, held by the secret ballot, with citizens able to freely express themselves without unreasonable restrictions, and which are accurately tabulated and honored through peaceful transfers of officers and their related powers. Number two, legal framework. There must be legal framework which provides that every person's exercise of elections related their rights and responsibilities will be free of discrimination, proscribed by the international human rights norms, and protected by the equality before and equal protection of the law. Plus, it provides immediate, effective, and enforced remedies for violations, whether related to prospective voters, electoral candidates, contesting political parties, election authorities, election campaigners, journalists covering election developments, and election observers, whether perpetrated by states themselves or by non-state actors and provide and private individuals. Well, number three, electoral administration. This has to do with electoral management bodies, EMBs, at the national and sub-national levels, have to be constituted, have to be resourced, and these things must be done in a manner that ensures that they are politically neutral, that they are administratively independent, and they have what we call professional efficacy and effectiveness, as well as the mechanisms for their appointment or selection shall be transparent. Accountability, electoral accountability, legal provisions shall be promulgated requiring that decisions made by electoral management bodies, courts, prosecutors, law enforcement, and other government agencies are documented and made publicly available in a timely manner. Information concerning election-related administrative complaints or other such procedures concerning redress of abridgment and elections-related rights, and the judicial processes shall be timely determined and made publicly available, including the reasoning for the decisions and the disposition and the administrative criminal investigation and prosecution complainants shall be able to appeal adverse rulings. And information integrity has to do that there must be a law that shall guarantee without hindrance or unreasonable restrictions the freedom to seek, to receive, and to impart credible information related to the elections, and the forming of opinions about electoral or referendum choices. This freedom related to information on elections and referendum processes from any medium free from disinformation, including from the internet and other digital communication means, including those generated by artificial intelligence. And then international engagements has to do with relevant governmental agencies, including EMB, electoral management body, should engage in international and regional efforts to defend and advance democratic norms, credible elections. Such efforts, including maybe Summit for Democracy, Open Government Partnership, Global Network for Securing Electoral Integrity, regional treaties or bodies such as Asian Electoral Stakeholders Forum, the National Associations of EMBs, Regional and Global Dialogues of EMBs, Association of Civil Society, and international organization concerned with election observation, electoral credibility, and the democratic norms such as engagement should enable learning and sharing of experiences, including to address issues and challenges related to cybersecurity, for election infrastructure, foreign-based threats to information integrity, illicit flows of money across the borders, including digital currencies, and the other threats that undermine the conduct of credible elections or subvert public confidence in democratic and electoral credibility. So this is always a very important introduction to help us. Why do we worry about credible, genuine elections? And over the past weeks, we looked at the model commitment, especially for electoral integrity, which is a goal to ensure that inclusive, transparent, and accountable elections are the basis for the determining who govern on behalf of the people. And the overarching commitments are genuine elections reflect the will of the people. Credible elections is when the will of the people. And we talk about legal framework concerning freedom from discrimination, rule of law and human rights, equal suffrage, universal suffrage, independent election administration, governmental neutrality, freedom of movement, campaign finance transparency, equitable public resources, right to electoral information for all, and we talk about election-related information access and transparency, right to participate in public affairs, women's participation, political participation without discrimination, participation of indigenous peoples, participation of people with disability, trained election officials, overarching commitment, professional and impartial election administration, government support for EMB. EMBs are timely, adequately resourced to ensure independence, operational training of elected officials, cybersecurity capabilities, public communication and voter education, EMB transparencies, transparent electoral calendar, postponement of elections when necessary, public EMB meetings, EMB procurement transparency, ballot design, voter choice, access EMB election data for parties, observers and journalists, voting and results information transparency, and accountability mechanism for EMBs, inclusive representation in EMB, independent finance monitoring, boundary delimitation, openness and electoral observation. All those are pertinent to administration of elections. But we must also have what we call accountability, which we started 2 weeks ago, to talk about to establish confidence among prospective voters. That's the goal. And electoral contestants that their election-related their rights will be protected by the rule of law, and that effective administrative and legal redress of any infringement of those rights will be available should they seek it. And then under that goal, there is a number 4 overarching commitment, which means timely, transparent resolution of complaint and dispute. When there is any dispute, what must happen? And I gave you an example that we always had these type of things in the Namibian context. The impartiality of EMBN government officials, we mentioned. Conflict of interest, we discussed this. And legal sanctions for elections rights violation. In other words, if there was an effective timely remedy was available for all citizens for violation of their rights throughout the electoral process, when the EMB as an organ of state implemented effective policies to discourage acts of corruption, if the state acted to investigate and address violations of rights, it provided the appropriate administrative means for addressing the claims and the rights violation, including allegations of electoral fraud. The state implemented sanctions against those who violated electoral law. Sanctions for violating electoral law were proportionate, appropriate, and effectively enforced. If those things were present in case of the violation experienced, then we can say this election was fair, credible, and genuine. Then whistleblower protection is where we are going to pick up and see if we can finish the model commitment. But let us go to the marketplace.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Omudiha, utekirwa kaguna, ii matina omjo. Chikawa shafatana na nongeshifa ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao, ota ingongo tisamwene. Anangeshifa ya Namibia, ombito ombwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayaguro nirandithoma yoe, yongeshifa yoe okupitiramo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende timemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa detu. Moambo, dengira selma, onarahi tatu imu. Datu ndatu, heari hamano tano, oaniyaj. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Omudiha, utekirwa kaguna, ii matina omjo. Chikao shafasa na nana, longeshifa, ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao, ota ingongo tisamwene. Anangeshifa, ya Namibia, ombitombwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayakudo, nirandithoma yoe, yongeshifa yoe kupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uka kombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa detu. Moambo, dengira selma, onarahita tuimu. Datundatu, heari hamano tano, oniyaji. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into them.
Have you recently turned 18 years of age? Or did you miss the previous voter registration process? Or did you move to a new constituency after the last voter registration? Then this is your chance to register as a voter. The supplementary registration of voters takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. This process is for eligible Namibian citizens who need to register as a voter for the first time or have relocated from one constituency to another or who now qualify to vote in the local authority elections. Your civic duty is calling. Answer it. Get involved. Step up. Register to vote.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Welcome back, and we now talk about the whistleblower protection. The model commitment here is that protection shall be promulgated. When we say promulgated, there must be a law passed. There must be a legal framework. There must be a way to protect, especially against the firing or other retribution for persons who lodge election-related complaints or otherwise in good faith make known information concerning wrongdoing by any EMB or government official for actions that violate election-related rights or constitute election fraud. Okay? So what are the relevant norms and standards and obligations? Electoral stakeholders, if after elections we determine, that, okay, electoral stakeholders were free, if we find out that they were free, free from what? From arbitrary arrest, from detention, as well as from intimidation, and from coercion. If we found out that the stakeholders were free, they were not arrested, they were not intimidated, they were not detained, they were not coerced into doing things which they didn't believe in or didn't like, and an effectively effective remedy was available for any violation of fundamental rights, if there was a remedy, very timely and enforceable, if there was indeed a legal framework provided the right for a fair public hearing by a competent, impartial, and independent tribunal in the determination of rights, and if everyone was treated equally before the law and courts, we can now say, no, at least there was genuine elections here. So the commitment, there must be protection. There must be a law. There must be something written there. But the standard norm is that this law must be enforceable. You cannot just have a law written, but you cannot put it in practice. Okay? And these are some of the things, at least, we must promote. If somebody sees something is wrong with the way and how elections are governed, then someone must be able really to pinpoint this, but they must not expect to be fired from their job or to be detained or to be intimidated or things like that. There must be freedom. Trained dispute resolution officials, judges, now in this case, prosecutors, law enforcement officers shall be trained concerning the legal framework for elections. The right to information concerning election-related information, expedited processing of election-related petitions, complaints, and challenges, the active protection of election-related rights of voters, electoral contestants, campaigners, election officials, election observers, journalists covering elections, and the timely prosecution of those who commit election-related crimes. Okay? So, there must be a commitment. When we say commitment, it's something you must do. And the standard norms, the relevant norms, the standards and obligation on behalf, on the side of the EMB or any government or any state, the legal framework was there that provided right for fair and public hearing by competent, impartial, independent tribunal in the determination of rights. The state acted to investigate and to address violations of rights, electoral rights in this case. It provided appropriate judicial and administrative means for addressing claims of rights and rights violations, including allegations of electoral fraud. And then electoral management body personnel received training on the electoral process and international obligations. Yeah, so if these things were present, if there was something like that, then you can say, okay, at least this country or this state was really trying to do genuine, very credible, free, and fair elections. So that is what it means. And thereafter, we go to the information integrity, which is now to say freedom of information, as we know, in elections. Laws and regulations shall guarantee, without hindrance, unreasonable restrictions, the freedom to seek, to receive, to impart credible information related to elections, forming of opinions about elections, referendum choices. These freedoms relate to information on elections, referendum may be medium free from disinformation, including from internet and other digital communication means, including those generated via artificial intelligence. In other words, they must be pluralistic, media-promoted citizens' access to information, and the media was free to play an impartial and objective role in covering election or electoral issues. Voters were able to form opinions independently on the basis of information from a plurality of sources and free from any manipulative interference. The right of access to information was respected throughout the electoral process, including its relation to the media. There were no restrictions by the state on people who may practice journalism through journalists may have regulated themselves. Free communication of information about the ideas about public and political issues took place between citizens, candidates, and electoral representatives. Editorial independence was protected, and the government did not abuse resources or influence to exert control over media content. News coverage of incumbents in public media was not abused so that it constituted additional free airtime or print coverage. So if there was such a thing in the process prior to the elections, then we can say that our elections were genuine, were credible, were free and fair. So we can say so. In the Namibian context, I mentioned 2 or 3 weeks ago that we have at least a lot to celebrate. And this doesn't mean there are no gaps or there are no mishaps in handling our electoral process. We still have a long way to go. And here we mentioned that the electoral process, the electoral law will always be reviewed. There must be a constant reform, a constant review, because it is a daunting task to hold elections. And the elections are part of the culture of democracy. We cannot exist as a democratic society and a community without elections. And therefore, one of the area is freedom of information during elections and in electoral issues. There must be freedom for information. That's why now you hear that laws and regulation must guarantee that there must be no restrictions whatsoever. When people want to seek, they want to receive, they want to pass on information to someone to impart credible information, there must be a legal framework that protects the people of Namibia. And after election, when we see that there was a promotion of citizens' access to information, that the media was free, the voters were able to form opinions independently, rights of access to information was respected, that there were no restrictions by the state on the people, that freedom, free communication of information and ideas about public and political issues took place between citizens, candidates, and elected representatives. If editorial independence was protected, when news coverage of independence in the public media was not abused so that it constituted additional free air time or print coverage. If these things were present, and they must be present, then we can say, Namibia is really committed to holding credible and genuine elections. And there's a lot we have done. We see that there are no restrictions in Namibia, especially in this world of social media and artificial intelligence. But I'm worried about artificial intelligence. Apps and so on. People are using this AI to generate voices that are not true, to generate videos that are not true, and creating confusion and disinformation. Yeah, so we are required not to engage in these things And those of us who are able to detect that this is AI, we must not be fooled by the AI. We must be interested in the organic messages. Okay? We must be interested in the organic message, not in those generated by artificial intelligence. So the detailed commitments now in this matter is that non-discriminatory access to media, the law and regulation must provide as a commitment that no legal administrative obstacle stands in the way of unimpeded access to media of all types on a non-discriminatory basis for all opponents of any election or referenda, political parties, candidates wishing to participate in the electoral or referendum process. The commitment, we have it in Namibia, there is no law that stands in a way, that's an obstacle, the standing in the way of any access to media. We don't have laws that are restrictive in Namibia, unless I don't know it. And if you know something contrary to what I am saying, you can just call in the program and tell us that law so that we can search it together via internet that this is the law I'm talking about. It restricts people. Certain people may behave somewhat awkwardly, but that doesn't derail the whole process. And therefore, private media, while not subject to the same regulations as public media, was generally fair and balanced in its coverage of the candidates and provided an equal opportunity for access to all candidates. Free time was distributed equally. Okay? Paid advertising on the media was identified as such, and the cost and condition involved were reasonable. Marketplace.
Come up with red hot deals at WB. Get 750 gram CNB mayo for only $37.99 with SmartBuy. 2 times 1.5 kg real good mixed chicken for $139.99 with SmartBuy. 5 kg Palana elbows or mac for just $122.99. And 2.2 kg surf hand wash powder for only $49.99. See all our July month-end specials at www.vurmanbrock.com. We care.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the R.
Great news. Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM. the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Omudiha, utekirwa kaguna, ii matina omjo. Chikao shafasa na nana, nongeshifa yae, shiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao, ota ingongo tisa mwene. Anangeshifa ya Namibia, ombitombwa na wa oronjika. Seisa nina omayakuro ni randitoma yoe, yongeshifa yoe okupipira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa detu. Moambo, dengira selma, onorahita tuimu. Datundatu, heari hamano tano, oniaj. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store.
From the marketplace, and there we go, that if those things I mentioned were present, non-discriminatory access to media, we have it in Namibia. There's no law in Namibia that discriminates. We don't. Yes, there are complaints here and there that some media houses are accused of favoring that party and not that party, that candidate and not that candidate. Even it mentioned that even the paid advertisements must be in a way that it is not. Paid advertising on the media was identified as such that so and so is going to use Eagle FM, but it's a paid airtime. It is a paid airtime. It's identified as that. And if it's a public broadcaster, NBC for instance, you must indicate this is a paid airtime. But if it is a news coverage, it is up to the editorial policy of the media house to make sure that they cover all the events of all the political parties. Don't just follow one party, follow all political parties. Okay? Then there is what we call public media neutrality. There must be a law and regulation concerning the state-owned and state-controlled media of all types shall be required not to not favor or disfavor any party. All the state-owned or the state-controlled media of all types shall be required to not favor or disfavor any party or candidate standing for elections, or any side supporting and opposing matters in the referendum, provide equitable and accurate coverage in news and other activities for electoral contestants and referendum proponents and opponents, provided equitable access for contestants to provide their message to voters, and should political advertisement be permitted, ensure equitable availability for them to provide with such ads. So in other words, there must be a complete neutrality when it comes to public state-owned media houses. State-owned media houses cannot be subject to one party, especially that is in charge. During elections, all parties are equal. And therefore, there must be what we call neutrality. There must be what we call neutrality. That the relevant norms and the standards and obligations are editorial independence was protected. Government did not abuse resources to influence or exert control over media content. News coverage of incumbents in public media was not abused so that it constituted the editorial free time or print coverage. Paid advertising on public media was identified as such, and the cost and conditions involved were reasonable and equally applied to all candidates and parties. So now, if by the end of the elections, this is what we have achieved, then we can say this is nothing but credible, free, fair elections. And the public media, voter education efforts. Model commitment here is that the law and the regulations concerning state-owned and the state-controlled media shall be required to provide accurate and timely information to the public on how to register to vote, how to verify, can you see, the accuracy of such registration, and where and when and how to cast the vote. This information should be easily understood by voters by using plain language and available in minority languages and in formats as needed by voters, including those for persons with disability. There must be a law, my friends. There must be a regulation, my friends. And there must be a practice, dear listeners, for the public media to participate in voter education efforts. The EMB must be empowered by law to conduct these things. The relevant norms here is to say the state proactively put in public domain government information of public interest. The government must publish this information in its own magazine. In Namibia, we have the public, the government gazette, and we have the other printable media houses, the newspapers, other electronic media, digital media. So we must make sure that the state is to publish all information concerning public interest, must publish it in public. Voter education campaigns included information about the voting and registration process. The media took steps to reach all segments of society, including those who speak minority language and live in rural areas. If we had these matters, if we have these matters, then we must be able to say at least the elections were very credible, were free and fair. Okay? Now, public media for poll reporting. The model commitment here is that the laws and regulations concerning the state-owned and state-controlled media of all types shall be required to provide the source of public opinions, poll results, time it was compiled, any margins of error, and who sponsored the efforts, that they should provide and such information. And then concerning electoral contestants or referendum questions, or when they provide information such as exit polls concerning the status or projected and outcomes of the vote counts. If the release of opinion polls was subject only to a reasonable restriction, if voters were able to form opinions independently on the basis of information from plurality of sources and free from any manipulative interference, their structure of the media ownership was transparent to the citizens, could better understood potential biases in their information secrecies. If there was such a thing, then we can say, Namibia tried really to be voter sensitive, sensitive to the requirements, sensitive to the international standards, sensitive to the model commitment raised by those five organizations I have mentioned. The public media to report EMB electoral information. There must be laws again, regulations that must require state-owned state-controlled media of all types of communication material provided by the country's EMB concerning its voter education efforts and proactive public communications about electoral process, rapid response and communications concerning problems that may develop in process, and debunking disinformation and misinformations. The state proactively put in the public domain government information of the public interest. The right of access to information was respected throughout the electoral process, including its election to the media. The media aired debates between candidates and provided provided voter education, not necessarily free. So if these things were present, then you can say, Namibia held a credible, a genuine elections. Social media disinformation, hate speech monitoring. The country's EMB or other specifically designated agencies cooperating with the media as well as civil society's social media and monitors shall develop timely, effectively capacities to monitor social media, to identify election-related disinformation and misinformation, hate speech, harassment, or speech encouraging or endorsing violence in order to rapidly respond to such communications and inform social media companies so they may take appropriate actions. So the relevant normal standards and obligations are as follows. The state took the steps necessary to guarantee rights with regard to the media, for example, through the establishment of an independent body to regulate election broadcasts. Advocacy of national, racial, and religious hatred that constituted incitement to indiscrimination, to discrimination, hostility or violence was prohibited by law, and the law was enforced. If these things were present, if there was anything, then you have all these things present, then you can say election were credible. There were online media platform cooperation also, and online government neutrality. These are also some of the things. And the citizens' data privacy also is also there. You don't have to mention that. Then we have to mention just a bit of the international engagement. International engagement is important, although each country is sovereign. Each country is sovereign. This is really engagement. This is really sharing of information, and so forth and so on. It's not really a matter of saying everything that we do, international people must say what and so forth and so on. Quickly trip to the marketplace, and then I'll come.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the
great news! Impa just got even better. we have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just $36 a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So, not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who knows?
So the goal here is to combat foreign interference. Okay? As I say, each of our countries in the United Nations Charter is sovereign. Sovereign. No one from international bodies should interfere in the affairs of another country. There is a tendency of some countries directly interfere. The interference is limited to bilateral agreements, conversations, engagements. But as far as who must be our president, how much we govern ourselves and so on, everything is limited to the legislative framework of that country. No country, no power whatsoever has the right to interfere in the affairs, politically or otherwise, unless invited, unless there is this international, maybe bilateral agreement. So the idea is to combat really foreign interference, aiming at subvert electoral integrity, national sovereignty through disinformation, illicit flows of funds, and the other means that undermine public confidence in elections and democracy, and to share experience and practice to protect democratic norms and practice for genuine elections. So the model commitment, relevant government agencies, including EMBs, should engage in international regional efforts to defend and advance democratic norms and credible elections. Such efforts include the Summit for Democracy, Open Government Partnership, Global Network for Securing Electoral Integrity, ASEAN Electoral Stakeholders Forum, International Associations of EMB, Regional and Global Dialogues of EMBs, Associations of Civil Society, and international organizations concerning with elections observations, electoral credibility, and the democratic norms. Such engagements should enable learning and share experience, including addresses, issues and challenges related to cybersecurity of elections, infrastructure, foreign-based threats to information, integrity, illicit flows of money across borders, including digital currencies, and other threats that undermine the conduct of credible elections or subvert public confidence in democracy or electoral credibility. The norms here expected is while model commitment outlined in 1.5 above have been grounded to normative sources such as norms, standards, and obligations linked to the electoral cycle broadly conceived, the final commitment focuses on international cooperation. As such, the relevant normative sources listed below are from documents related to global assistance networks, political declarations, and international cooperation agreements, which include specific articles or sections that support the model commitment regarding international cooperation. The source documents below describe actions that state agencies or non-governmental groups could or should foster to promote international cooperation to advance democratic norms and credible elections. The Global Network for Securing Integrity, then you have the Global Network for then you have organizations such as the European Commission for Law through for Democracy Through Law, Venice Commission. Then you have Open Government Partnership, and you have Declaration for Human Rights to Development. Then you have ASEAN Bangkok Declarations. Then you have the Community of Democracies Warsaw Declarations. Then you have Electoral Commission's Forum for SADC countries. Then you have the many other organizations. We it's not very necessary to keep talking about them here. We cannot get to know all of them. These things are all for those interested in running credible, genuine election. And this brings to a close of our month-long conversation about the genuine elections. Elections must be genuine. It's not just a conducting election. It must be election conducted in a manner that they are very, very genuine. Very, very genuine. Very, very genuine. Okay? Very, very genuine. Yeah. If that is the case, we can say, oh, Namibia is very good. We try our best. And we are doing the best we can to make sure that our elections are always fair, free, credible, and genuine. Now, since we were stuck on that one particular word, we now go back to our document and say, we must not forget that elections are the engine, the engine of any democracy. A democratic society lies in its ability to conduct free, fair, transparent, genuine, and credible elections, leaving little to no room for dispute. And where there is a dispute, the law, the legal framework must have provided a mechanism how complaints can be lodged, how they must be listened to, and how they must be adjudicated in a very free, fair, and in a very transparent manner. One way to do this, therefore, to make sure that elections are part of democracy, is to make sure that citizens understand that participating in elections by voting and choosing leadership of their choice, the holding them accountable, is not a privilege, but a right. It's an obligation. And further, is to help the elected officials to understand that once elected, they have no choice but to serve only the interest of the Namibian people. This is what the Constitution is saying. And we always salute our forefathers, the founders of the Constitution, people who sat in that Constituent Assembly and drafted this document, is to make sure that our people, the people of Namibia, are the ultimate authority. So elections in Namibia have been a yardstick to determine who must occupy the public office. Because Namibia is a semi-presidential democratic republic. It runs elections every 5 years for the position of president and that of National Assembly. And every 5 years again, they run the position of regional council and the distribution of seats in the local authorities. Okay? National Council, which is the second house of parliament, is elected indirectly by the constituency councillor of Namibia's 14 regions called the regional councils. Okay? So, democracy, as we know, requires we spend a lot of money, we spend resources, we spend our time, we spend our energy in making sure that our country runs in a way that people are interested, are happy about it. People taking seats and taking leadership positions by themselves. And that being said, I would like now to open the platform for people to call in the program and also just air their views in either of the two languages, the English and Oswambo. Then you can also just air your voice in terms of holding genuine, credible election. When is election genuine? When is election credible? So I would like now to go to marketplace quickly, and I will announce the telephone line in the studio so that listeners can call in and air their views.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Omotiha, utekiro kaguna, imatina, omjo. Chikawa shafasa na nana, nongeshifa, ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao, ota ingongoti samwene. Anangeshifa, ya Namibia, ombitombwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayaguro, nirandithoma, yoe, yongeshifa yoe kupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tine meha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa zetu. Moambo dengira selma konora heta tuimu. Datundatu heari hamano tano oni aj. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM. Namibia's number one talk radio station.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its.
Right. Now we announce the phone number in studio if you want to call in the program and air your views. Please, if you think that we are not being fair or some information are not true, please call in the program and tell us what is right. Okay? If we are not fair, please call in the program and let us have your view. To say, no, here you are lying, or you didn't read well. You are free to tell us so much of the information that you think is correct. Okay? So now we are going to quickly we are going to go to Electoral Act number 2014. But before we go there, I would like us to call in the studio 08-333-6091. 08-333-6091. Ano onomola yetu mo studio genge opena umwe uditengo wahala kukufombinga ile wahala kufatululo shima shonumba pamwe inashifatululwa nawa ile unuyelele umwe uri wayoloka kwasho se hatupopindeto chai opo mwaya konguro washi hashi kudafana ya ndene shapongenge hatieninga hanga. Ya otodenge no ngodi kono rano hetato ona tunonato ameno hamano onra umoino imu oshipopiwa shomwe jawo wajako fione na peshi fudi kongolo okwali tulikoshi oshinima omahololo eli pauyuki taeta oshijemo osho shaharika kwa pashwana ila rakanolo inima ai omahololo oilongo yentena wa setu kare tulikoshi valo shunyuni shashunyuni watambula kwa shike kucha omapangiru ata akavalula munyuni oya ashika hololo akolano hanu tulikufa ndei tulitula kwa shipundi. Ove anuto kala kwa shipundi o maule mahapu. Une nengengi ino tulua kwa nukuti. Wadi mukano anuote kwa isho na itinga. Tokala uhena uho popi nae. Ndo pahalo valeri vakale hava popi. Tashiti ovaleri vakale hava popi. Tashiti no vakwashuana. Oma lelo atamburuwa kwa vakwashuana. Kwa utakutino peno kukalo inima imweo numba, oyo ilio yuli kikucha, eho lolo, olalipa ushiri, olalipa uyuki, olalipa manguruko, olaeto shi mashua shifanywa, genuine ngengo mno kwa holo la A, o anana, shidirifensio mno kwa holo la A, nde wilayo talikaturu wapu B. Mini maumo nangu wigona ndokuli. Oba mara neva etapu e programado tanti na sinyo na ukanande na sikala sikenga sho banu eshala ngengo ao a ngengo biobi engo do na du engo nde tadi tabatwa kipundi ngengo banu neva hala ya ta horole ko gamwe bo benya takalali mangaleko noso bo benya bali ngako mafiku navo ngenge inaka horali na kalongali na navo takufa ko tako tankalo kujota kuorora nuna mu anu hakufa kota kutitu akufeiku anu hakujasi ke holo leni omuete tarongo nawa omuete tarongo nawa ngenge no yowe eriko ilo yo uu mpe uironga iyo e, yowa kwashwana oyo kucha kakunankalo woku kufako vanu mkalo mudiri ongenga asike uvanu wachangawi na mvaholola umnu ngengi na mungholola ite yako koshipundi ngengi na mungholola ndo kwali koshipundi otadiko sasho pene kini midi vati peno neri koshipundi opena u eri koshipundi ave sheva hala kuholoro eshi ne toholola to weri koshipundi ndembole wa hala ngaho winshudako atikile kulela ngengo waholola winya eriko shipunjo ye uyeko nenari wakufa ko eriko shota shitingao oma hororo oso asikeri lepo oba nuba hororwe vakale ko ipundi oba mwela hororwe vaje ko ipundi tomu hololele shi vamoto va hololele mo vamoto va hololele shi shanesi dine ngao iya ngengo kunano hatutine inapukala na ndonkalo munkalo mu oma hororo taningwa munkalo mu maluta hawiri ko mahororota hororwa munkalo mu mawirele tayanjwa no munkalo mu obanu boiwana oponje tabe ya momo ini maetu tashiti na pukale na non kalo wa ela kucha endi for mahororo lipa uyuki o maluta atru apo kulipa uyuki o mawirele na shano mahororo kulipa uyuki o mamefe mo iwana oponje okwa limitingo ile okwanga bekelwa kwa shimashwa shifana o bilateral agreement ano tashiti tava jashko konde taho vele kucha mana mibi amu tolimo no mwediti kaishironga yo banu opo chebe uye betrombo ngaho oironga yo banu opo nje tu dafane na kucha ye ombiri haikwale kwa ponga ha o wa wo banu avesho kwale kwa ponga ha o banu aveshe o hatu kale ninga ha o hatu druku kufa ko iho pene niwa ngashi ngwa hatu kufa ko iwa na hangana nenga ha Uma panja ifaturota adiko maruti wana hangata. Ndi wana hangata kai nufempa. Yuye yuyo muhito nge kucha. Aye, Namibia, ito duru kuhorora. Liedi. Kai shironga ya yoyo. Nande. Na si hatu popia popro hama ya kwa shiripare kwa kome hangano. Okono la dade na foundation na wandoshi. Umekwa tafano asikeno holomende etu. Shasho mahangano maukuli momu. Tadimi ninole pangelo. E taalongo goshi na kona shano ne siviki fingi sini mava kwa shiwana ke di momo mpi ukuli mwapiti kwa ke pangelo ya ndo taalongo ashike mwashu apiti kwa alonge mushu italongo shae vata uluke vaka abidi dengu dude politika donumba dirio minge nando nongu beide ipangele ilonga ipi ngao yo interference ne ini itamburu wako Taiwan, shoshu wete kucha no dokumende indaresa, o ilio minge, no interference hano, edi dope mo, lo iwana oponje, yuye edi dope mo inima, ya Namibia. Inda shufu wa nante. Epangelo edo otaru ufashike lovene, kucha, o inima, otaende nga helipi, si kolelela ko kehalo lo bana mi bia soso fira si fano genuine moro asone o tafuti kanu holoso se hatu plane kwali hatu ti ono la heta to nato onato no nato hamano ono la ongoi oimu ongodi et mo sodi po ipa po nye vidi mbadi o va kwa shiwano wa holike ya ngeno nu ho dengere mongo o utopio singlisha utopio shwambo utopio shwambo to wedapo to tufango mata to lombo yengendika kongali mo ile la mwedidi sasini mai handi popya pa miti kufa mpi handi kufa mo inima eyi ya shangwa ko iwa na imwe noko vanhu aba veneshivo mo inima ya changaho taife si o hatu yenine to tameke ni to fatulene si tuli ni mo aguste to kamusepe temba na kotoba emwe jodo da shikula ko dili nato tunamo ne inimi idi ivadi hatuka kachininga hatuka fatule ni o utendo vayu kilako vomo veta yo tune yo ni nano yo mama ya wali nolongo na ne se hatuka fatule ni o shinakuwa nifuwa shomarelo e dolopa shomarelo hao Ekit, ya, gengo kuna no shi mashifanwa olokoro authorities ekit, na shomo shiri mo Namibia, oveta yomarelo, opaske, omarelo enele domaru karwa, amosho ndeshi lukangaho, olokoro papa penovano, ok, genge pamundisi kutalango, mo malungula diva, sasungi nwo malungula opu, nde handi connecting ngo diva diva nga ha ame ondamona onjila yoku yako onjila yoku yako mapanjasho nenali ohato hetekele tu ninge ngadi pinga ha nenali ohato hetekele tu konge onkalo woku konga higeshi local authorities act oveta yomalelo omenele domarukaro oteko oveta yomalelo omenele domarukaro domarukaro local authorities act number 23 of 1992 okay Ovetayo, yomo milongo mwoyi nambali. Ovetayo, yomo milongo mwoyi nambali. Olokolo authorities act. Yoyi napogone regulation ni dawe bapo. Ngeengo kwa ike panjalo National Planning Commission oko hili. Nosho ike panjalo legal assistant center. Nalo novetayo tashiti. Okoiri ano to dune ku ko belande to taremo cha so handi tini mo poto yu deku geto udako na wana wa kocha o malelo misuro kalo ka so misuro kalo o malelo osike e ne do malu karwa o misuro kalo ku lidingo na o munge ri meve tando ku lidio ho ya o malelo misuro kalo ku lidio kuno vete a wididi a hatu popi ma o malelo a O haifanma, o local authorities act, not traditional authorities act. Aye, traditional councils act. Aye. The simba mangaturi opo, o papo indicator pakucha, o tunu ipindi ino kushikulako, ndu ine kena kucha hatu shikulako keko ni ma yominute dinini, genge ipindi yetu yadiko.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the R.
Great news! Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm playing.
Right. Oveta Oyo, the promulgation of Local Authorities Act 1992, Act number 23 of 1992 of the National Assembly. Yeah, there must be an act which serves to provide for the determination for the purposes of local government, of local authority councils, the establishment of such local authority councils, and to determine the powers and the duties and functions of local authority councils, and to provide for incidental matters. So this law has objectives. Number one is to determine and the purpose for the local government. And then also to identify what local authority councils are, and to determine the establishment of such local authority councils, and to define the powers and duties and functions of the same local authorities, and also to tell us other issues related to the local authorities. As I said, we mentioned already the regional councils. We finished that already. Now it's a matter of the local authorities. We are not going perhaps to read every section here, but we need to understand especially the introductory provisions, that in this act, unless the context indicates otherwise, approved townships means approved townships as defined in section 1 of the Township and Division of Land Ordinance of 1963, Ordinance 11 of 1963, buildings including any structure, whether of permanent or temporary nature, constructed or used for the housing or accommodation of human beings or animals, birds or bees, or for the storage or manufacture or sale of any good, or for destruction or treatment of refuse of any kind. A wall of at least 1.2 meters in height, swimming bath, reservoir, a tower or a bridge or machinery, or a mast, summer house, or a hot house, or any structure appurtenant thereto. Yeah, any boundary, fence, or a wall. A charitable institution means a charitable institution defined in section 1 and registered under section 37 of the sales tax 1992 and act number 5 or act number 5 from 1992. The chief executive officer means a town clerk or a village secretary. Combined private one means a conduit constructed for purposes of conveying to a public sewer, cesspit, or other receptacle, the sewage from two or more private sewer, and includes anything connected therewith. Deputy mayor means a deputy mayor of a municipality or a town elected in terms of section 11. Elected in terms of section 11. So we are going to concentrate on section 11, which deals with elections of the town councils. The financial year means financial year referred to in section 82. Immovable property means any land or any building on the land. And the improvement, they talk of many things, local council, magistrate, all these are introductory remarks and introductory key words, very, very important. We may not necessarily read everything as it is there, because those are just some of the key words. But I would like to go to part one already and pick what is mentioned there. In part one, section 2 has to do with determination of local authority councils. for the purposes of local government, as contemplated in Chapter 12 of the Namibian Constitution, there shall be local authorities, councils, in respect of municipalities. Now you have to go to Chapter 12 of the Namibian Constitution. Since Namibian Constitution was mentioned, we must now go to the Namibian Constitution and then talk about, read a bit of what Constitution says. Okay? The Constitution of the Republic Constitution of the Republic of Namibia. Let me make sure I have this document proper, so that I don't speak from my head. We must go to Chapter 12 and simply open Chapter 12 of the Namibian Constitution, Constitution of the Republic of Namibia, as amended. Immediately, if we have the amended document of the Namibian Constitution, then you can have the provisions that all our laws must stem from the Constitution. No law in the Namibian context must contradict what the Constitution says. Otherwise, legal minds will challenge any law that is unconstitutional, and they will declare it as unconstitutional. And therefore, Parliament, namely the National Assembly and the National Council, have an obligation to study so well in a way that when they pass any law, that law must not contradict the letter and the spirit or the provisions of the Namibian Constitution. So, if then that is the case, then you can go ahead and say this law is constitutional, because the Constitution is the supreme law of the Republic of Namibia. So even before you carry on with the election of the local authorities, councils, if you are like me, you don't know these things before, you better acquaint yourself with what does the Constitution say in Chapter 12. Then what does the law say? Then what does the electoral law say? And then what is happening on the practical level? What is the electoral management body, that's now the Electoral Commission, is doing in terms of the provision of the Constitution, of the electoral law, and in terms of, I mean, of the regional council, regional local authorities laws, and then the electoral law, and then the practicality. So if we go, let me say, to Chapter 12, which is on page, this Chapter 12 is on page which? Chapter 12 is on page 85. That's Article 102. Article 102 has what we call establishment of the regional councils and the local government. Article 102 says, for the purposes of regional and local government, Namibia shall be divided into regional and local units, which shall consist of such region and the local authorities as may be determined and defined by the Act of Parliament. Aha. We have two acts Regional Councils Act, Local Councils Act. And we will now go to the Local Councils Act and see if this is what the Act is saying. Delineation in the boundaries of the regions and local authorities referred to in sub-article 1 hereof shall be geographical only, without any reference to the race, color, or ethnic origin of the inhabitants of such areas. Every organ of the regional and local government shall have a council as the principal government body, freely elected in accordance with this constitution and the Act of Parliament referred to in sub-article 1, hereof with an executive and administration which shall carry out all lawful resolutions and the policies of such councils subject to this constitution and any other relevant laws. For the purpose of this chapter, the local authority shall include municipalities, communities, village councils, and other organs of local government defined and constituted by the Act of Parliament. They shall be, and then the Council of Traditional Leader then now falls there, which is a different organ, and it's appointed differently. It's not part of the elected. If a regional councillor, if the traditional council person is to be elected as a member of the local authority, they must just go through the normal process. There is no electoral procedure does not extend its work to the Council of Traditional Leaders. So those are the provisions in terms of local councils. There will be a regional council, and there is a local council, and then there are regional governors. So Article 111 is dealing specifically with local authorities, and we are going to pay attention to this next week. What is local authorities? Regional councils we've done. Now, local authorities, we are going to concentrate. We saw in Article 102, there must be a division, and then there is regional council, and then there is local authorities. What are they, and what are they by the Constitution? And with that being said, there was no call, and thank you very much that you allow me to talk throughout 2 hours. It's a goodbye, and I will speak to you next week, same time, and in the same platform, that is Eagle, whether I will be from the north or I will be from Windhoek, for as long as it is always Eagle. Eagle FM. I'm Lucas Karwapakatenda. Ciao.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Ipuranenge no wapubwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite opoye ekukulile oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewetike kovano ile koshiwana kono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka okukwetira oipindi konu kwanda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeje pa omarudi tayo loka opone ujendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price.